This I believe. Mrs. Newton P. Leonard is president of the National Congress of Parents and Teachers. She is an active member of a number of other groups working in the field of youth welfare. Herself a parent and former teacher, Mrs. Leonard is well acquainted with the problems of both home and school. After graduating from Mount Holyoke College, she studied at Simmons College and the Rhode Island College of Education, and is the recipient of several honorary degrees. This is Lucille Leonard's creed.
I cannot speak of my beliefs without speaking of my father, who had such a big part in shaping them. Mother died when I was 3 years old, and upon father fell the job of guiding me. Both my parents were teachers, and father was a great believer in public education. To him, the school was the basis of democracy, the training ground for American citizens. Not that he talked about his belief in these terms. He was too busy living them and teaching them, and I strongly share his convictions. My father was a natural leader in our community. People trusted him and turned to him. My room was next to his library, and as a child I heard him talk to people who came to him seeking counsel. I heard him settle questions that arose between members of the community, and I was impressed with the respect that he showed to all, no matter what their position in life. But father was not all things to all men. Once he had some difference with a neighbor. As a result, the neighbor never spoke to him again. But when the two men passed, father always had a pleasant good morning, good day. This puzzled me. He never greets you. Why do you bother to talk to him? His reply was simple. He is a man, one of my fellow men, and I have nothing against him. Throughout my childhood, I was encouraged to think for myself in all matters, including religion. I was taught to think and to think straight. To this day, I try not to talk about something that I don't see clearly. I was taught to think about what is right and wrong, to believe in the old-fashioned virtues, honesty, sincerity, reliability, justice. At home, I also learned not to choose the easier way when the harder way helped me prove my worth. When I entered Mount Holyoke, I drew up my own program of courses. I showed father what I had chosen, and he saw that I had leaned heavily on math. The subject came easily to me, as he well knew, since he had been my teacher. Lucille, why do you choose the easiest subjects, he asked. I knew what I had to do. I revised my program and took more history, which was not easy for me. I found out very early, too, that nothing is to be gained by self-pity. If I took a job and found parts of it not to my liking, I knew I was expected to finish the entire task without feeling sorry for myself. I was taught not to duck and dodge, but to give all that I had to any task I chose. I have devoted my energy to the parent-teacher organization because I believe in its purpose, helping children, seeking for them the advantages that make for happy young years and healthy adulthood. The child has no voice. We grown-ups have to speak for him in the best way possible. The best way for me is through the parent-teacher organization, where I have the privilege of working for others, with others. In that little New England community of my childhood, I learned to believe in the greatness and goodness of my country. I believe that my country's welfare depends on what I and every other citizen contribute to it. Citizenship to me is not something ever to be taken for granted. It is to be cherished, to be worked at. The world may have grown smaller since my childhood, but my country and its democratic ideals have grown larger in significance.
Those the beliefs of Mrs. Newton P. Leonard of Providence, Rhode Island. She is a leader in parent-teacher organizations.